Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few moments of inspiration and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. It has been a while since we had a chance to get together. There was so much going on in my life after catching COVID and having so many family members sick. I needed to stop and regroup. I wanted to make sure that when I spoke with you or shared something with you, that I knew who I was, meaning that I was really being my normal, open, and truthful self. And at the time, especially for the first couple of months, I have to tell you, I didn't feel like my mind was totally my mind. It was very difficult for me to get back to a place of feeling like I was standing on my own two feet. And I didn't write. I didn't do a whole lot of communicating with anyone because I wanted to just have clarity, and I felt like my mind was murky. And it was such an unusual situation for me to feel lost in my own mind. I had just these melancholy days and days where I was just questioning so many facets of my life. And I never questioned God. I questioned my place in life as it pertained to everything I was doing, the people I was connecting with, and how much of myself I was giving, and realizing that I wasn't giving myself enough, and I wasn't supporting myself in ways I was supporting other people and championing their lives. And even with having that realization, I still felt like there was a lot of loneliness in my being. And nothing that anyone else could actually fix. It just took me coming to grips with, you know, what I wanted to do with the recreation of my mind and of my body, and reconnecting with spirit. And one of the most beneficial things to me was just acknowledging the love that was around me, and accepting the help from people that maybe aren't always there, but you know they always care, and to also looking inward to make sure that I was happy, truly happy with my life. And so I couldn't write any of those things or share any of those things until I truly felt those things, that I truly felt happiness, reconnection with spirit, and peace within myself, and in control of my mind. And so that was one of the reasons that I've taken such a long time to reconnect. My hope was that you could listen to some of the other replays until I was able to give you the truth of who I was. And so I returned back to writing initially. It was a struggle. It was really a struggle to maintain clear thought and to focus in any way. I'm not sure how that virus messes with people's minds, but it clearly was definitely messing with mine. And then, you know, we had some other things, you know, other things in family, you know, some loss and some things like that. And so I come before you today with just love in my heart for you, and hoping that you're still interested in connecting and supporting each other as we walk through life, and to give you a few of the first pieces of my return to poetry. So I missed you. I really, truthfully, wholeheartedly missed you. The first one that I want to share with you is kind of like my apology to God. is what I'm calling it, my apology to God. Dear Father, you are my breath and my guiding light. Please forgive me for being distracted and questioning life. Please forgive me for refusing your affection, for you are patient, loving, devoted, and kind. From now on, I shall always pursue your way and direction. And this is an important piece for me because I knew I was not denying God's love. I knew that I wasn't trying to push him away, but I knew I was definitely distracted by my mind's inability to focus and by the feelings that I was going through. And so I know that God knows every step of what I'm dealing with, but it was important for me to recognize it, to put it into words, and to be able to actually frame it so that I can remember this point in my life, and if it happens again, to just breathe. To breathe, trust, relax. And so the next piece I want to share with you is one that I wrote for a friend, and often that's how I was able to actually write, was by focusing on my friends and other people that I knew were going through things. And this one is just my dear, called My Dear. My dear, it is your soul that I hear. Your strength is unmistakable. You don't have to shed a tear to be tired and weary. Listen to your body. God may be sending you a signal to just be in your space, to heal and support yourself, to listen intently to your heart and to discern that you have already given so much. Please rest quietly and wait for God's touch. Then your mind will be calm, joyful, collected, and beautiful. And I think this was another one of my friends who very much like myself. She's just very empathic and she loves people and she doesn't always give enough to herself. And so as I wrote those words for her, I also found them to be applicable to my life. And so there was one more that I wanted to share with you that I really liked. And it's gonna, you know, sometimes it takes me a minute to be able to see, so give me just a moment. Okay, this one I think is important, and I'm not sure what the what really brought this one to my mind, but I was thankful because I miss writing poetry. And this one is just sometimes. Sometimes, in our haste, our mind fails to recognize what we most prayerfully want to see or be. So, my love, let it breathe. Goodness will follow. It may not be today or tomorrow, but in time, joy will fill your life and mind. So just let it breathe. Let life breathe. So that's the message I have for you today. Those are the things that have been in my heart. These are the beginning of things that are coming into my mind. My return is probably going to be slower than the pace I was at before. But I will return to you in truth, love, and light. And so I just want to wish you a beautiful day, a wonderful afternoon, and a blessed evening of peace. If you find yourself, like I found myself, in a little bit of a conundrum, feeling unbalanced, shaken, and a little lost, don't dismay too much. Trust in God's touch and allow Him to guide you through life. I love you and I appreciate you. Be well.